When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dock. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, all in building with you and ready to go today. We'll have Brad Henderson coming up in the next segment. Jake Thompson's going to join us around 6:30. We'll have your text messages at 662-426-1093 to discuss recruiting and all the things that we normally do. And then I will explain why, when you start watching college baseball from Hoover tomorrow, there are two first base bags and how they have to use those first base bags, which are a little bit different than normal.
What?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, we got that's going to be an interesting take. They said for safety issues, but I imagine if someone steps between the two bags, that definitely could cause an injury.
We got some music happening over there, Mr. Chucky.
He's so old.
I don't even know what it is.
He doesn't know how to.
Not sure what's happening.
He's
there.
Not good with technology. He never
was. So, yeah, Chuck, we've got tomorrow you'll see a white first base bag and a green bag side by side. And okay. The rules are kind of interesting as to how that will play, and that will be my SEC news a little bit later on in the show. You have to.
That might be the most interesting thing of this show, coming off an 0-4 week in baseball. Lord, man. Have mercy. I'm sure Brad and Jake are going to be real enthusiastic tonight.
Hey, it could be the last report for the year. So, you know, kind of like the swan song for the 2024 baseball season. It was ugly.
The swan song was last week.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, you get what, the first four guys on base score, or no, maybe the first five against Southern Miss. I believe it was hit, home run, walk, hit. You got four runs and basically don't score again until a couple meaningless runs at the end of the series against LSU. It was just the bats went cold. It's just ugly. You know, what else can you say?
I was about as surprised about last week, since there was so much on the line with the way the Rebels played, as I was last night when Minnesota knocked out the Denver Nuggets.
After being down 20.
20 in the third. And I'm going, what is going on in the sports world? I mean, it doesn't make any common sense.
But, Chucky, you had a great article. They were 13th in everything in the SEC this year. Yeah. They just didn't have the talent.
Yeah.
Period.
Early portion of things brought to you by First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience in communities and agriculture. They'll guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Now, let's get into Yancey's five things. Outback Steakhouse has been our partner with these all year long. Steve Grantham with 9 of those locations of Outback Steakhouses in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, this past week's 0-4 debacle ended the baseball season for the Rebels unless they can win the SEC tournament. The chances of that happening are less than Chucky weighing less than 200 pounds at any point for the rest of his life. Thought number two.
None.
The bottom line with this year's team is they simply weren't talented enough. Name one player outside Leger or maybe Fisher that would start on any of the past 23 Mike Bianco teams. They just weren't good enough on the mound, at the plate, or on the field. Thought number three. Having said all of this, wouldn't it be nice to knock MSU out of the SEC baseball tournament Tuesday and also knock them out of hosting slot? Yes, it would. Thought number four, honestly, I don't even know where to begin on how to fix things with the baseball program. The first thing I know they have to do is improve their overall talent for the 25 roster. It can be debated who should coach them or who should be involved in the roster construction this offseason. But the one thing I do know is that whoever is involved in the roster construction needs to throw away the game plan they used the last 2 years and start all over. And the last thought of the day, the pickup of former Miami of Ohio and South Carolina running back Rashad Amos is huge for the 2014. The 235-pound back will give Ole Miss some versatility in the running back room with his physical running style. One thing left, in my eyes, to complete the 24 roster is another defensive end and perhaps a wideout, depending on the eligibility of their two JUCO wide receiver signees.
All right, so we have some text messages in at 426-1093. A few things baseball-wise. One about the New Mexico transfer running back. We can give some details on that and at some point, whether it is in the text message portion of the show or if it's later on when we get into the recruiting news and other things about whether he will or will not be eligible. Two different wanting to know of that scenario. So we'll get to all of that with Brad Henderson coming up next. Your text messages, again, if you want to send in more at 662-426-1093. Then Jake Thompson. Other news, we'll explain that double first bag thing in Hoover. All that coming up on this show. Hindu is next.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
662-426-1093. We're going to challenge Yancey's weight, apparently, in the text message side of things, too. And one coming in about starting the show on more of a downer. Well, facts are facts, right? It is the story of sports and the way it is. At this point,
Yancey will never get in an XL again.
I'm wearing one right now, Chucky.
I know, and you're about to bust out of it.
Brad Henderson's on the phone line. Hindu, there's a lot of weight discussion. Of course, most of what weight I have is in the middle of me, too. So help us go in another direction. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How about you?
We're doing great, Hindu. You know, not the talk that we wanted to have this week. We're all fired up last week talking to you about going to the big trip to Southern and LSU, and they laid an egg all week. What went wrong, in your opinion, last week?
Well, obviously, offensively, we just didn't do much. You know, we scored the four runs early at Southern Miss, and then, you know, got shut out the last seven, and that just – seemed to carry over to Baton Rouge. And, yeah, you're right. It looks like we just kind of going to limp to the finish line. Hopefully, obviously, tomorrow night you would love to win that game for multiple reasons and stay and play a little while in Hoover. But, the last four were certainly tough.
All right, Hindu, I got to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Does this team give a damn right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. I think you hit the points. I was listening to you guys before, and no, I think they certainly do, and they knew the importance of this weekend. And obviously, you got a lot of guys. Let's be honest. There's probably only you probably count them on one hand how many guys have actually played in Hoover that are on this team. So I think just going there for that experience and. In front of those crowds, obviously, it'll get you amped up. But at the end of the day, I mean, if you're still an athlete, you still go out there and try and win games and compete. So I don't think throwing in the towel is necessarily – I don't like that terminology or that they've quit, because I don't think you put a uniform on, you know, going out there not trying to win a ball game.
So I agree, but Sunday looked awfully bad.
Whew. Sonny was bad, and I tell you, in games like that, that obviously I think it still meant something even on Sunday. I think your guys, your best guys, have got to step up in situations like that, and they just didn't do much, and it came at an unfortunate time where obviously a week before they had done it right, and they just didn't perform at the level we needed them to, and then you certainly needed some guys in the bottom of that order to chip in, and man, it couldn't have come at a worse time. And you know, credit LSU, their guys did. I mean, we couldn't get Tommy White out in the bottom of their order, couldn't get them out either. So they when it mattered to them, they played at a high level, and we just didn't.
Hindu, let's be honest with this too. What kind of distraction do you think it's been going down the stretch with some of the fans wanting Bianco gone or he's going to retire? All of that talk outside of the IPF, so to speak, does that leak inside the IPF and have any effect on the team?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Number one, there's a lot of new players. Number two, the ones that have returned all heard it last year, right? And I don't think it's anything new. You know, I don't think it makes it any easier that they have to hear it. And obviously that talk's getting louder and louder. And, you know, and we heard it in 22, the run. And so, you know, I don't think it's anything new. And obviously I'm not going to speak to any of that either. I have my personal opinions and I'm going to keep them to myself. I respect that whole staff and and what they've done and what they continue to do. But yeah, I heard, like I said, I heard you guys talking, and you know, there's going to have to be some changes made as far as the personnel and the talent level. We just weren't deep enough to overcome some injuries. But you can't use that as an excuse, right? And Coach B and that staff, they know that. And they know that at the end of the day, you got to have a lot better players to win baseball games in this league. So, whatever happens, happens. But, still got one more left tomorrow. And if you can win that one, then you're in the double elimination. And you just try and play the best baseball you can.
What does Ole Miss have to do tomorrow, Hindu?
They got to swing it, you know. Obviously, we're going to see Auger, who has not started a whole lot for them, but he's a good right-hander. We're going to start Riley if he can go. But we're going to have to hit. And for me, the entire season has kind of been dictated by that. When we get in a fight offensively with teams, we've played pretty well. When we haven't swung it, you've seen it kind of snowball on us more times than not. And it hadn't gone well. So I think we need to score with them, score early. But, again, it comes back to those top four or five guys. You know, if they're swinging it, everybody else kind of feeds off that. And if they're not, it kind of goes in a negative way. So hopefully, you know, Fish and Ross and Hill, who swung it well, you know, if they can get off and running, everybody else kind of falls in suit. But if they don't, it just gets bad in a hurry.
How does Fish dial it back some? You know, it looks like he's trying to hit a 5-home run ball every time he swings. What can they do just to keep him short and try to start producing some line drives?
Yeah, I mean, I think you basically have to tell him because he – and I go back to the one at bat he had against Texas A&M in that close game we won against them. On Saturday, he got real big with a couple swings, and we got to two strikes. He had a base hit up the middle, and we ended up scoring a couple runs that inning that, mm-hmm. that ended up ultimately winning the baseball game. And I think you have to tell him. That's got to be his approach, if that's what they want to do. But I get why you don't, because he's hit a lot of home runs with two strikes, and that's his swing, and he's a really good baseball player. So I don't know. There's a fine line there on dialing a guy back. But I think also that the game situation dictates that as well, right? I mean, if it's a close game and you need to just try and get him a base hit with two strikes, you may have to verbalize that to him. But he's had a great year. Obviously, came out today. He was second team All SEC, deservedly so. But again, I think it's all momentum, and it's. You know, if they get going, the team gets going. If they don't, typically turns into, a tough time.
I don't want to see anybody dial back anymore than they already are.
Hindu, you know, I talked to you a few weeks ago on the show and saying get a little bit more offensive lineup and put Smithwick at the DH, move Fish back to third base, kind of get some more hitters in the lineup. They did that against Murray State, even though they lost that game. They went with that lineup that I kind of toyed with in my mind. There, you said a right-handed pitcher's going with State. Do you think we could possibly see a more offensive lineup tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll see something similar to what we saw Sunday against LSU. But, you know, again, I think it's a collective thing. I'm not sure that even works. Obviously, I think it benefits us that they're going to start a right-hander. I do. But, again, I think if we get – When, in games where we get going offensively, we're a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah.
In games that we don't, we have quick innings, and we just never really seem to get that late spark. And so I think it's important tomorrow within the first, two, three innings, if we're going, we got a shot. And if we're not, more times than not, we haven't been able to overcome that.
Thank you, Hindu.
Brad, I don't know if you're already in the state of Alabama, but be safe on the travel over.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it as always.
You bet.
That portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving you since 1929, 54 locations across six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance.
Now, he's right about one thing.
They don't quit.
Well, and the momentum thing is the big thing. When they get a little momentum in a game, they're okay.
Yeah.
They just hadn't had it enough.
You know, I said that to somebody. They like to play from in front. Well, that's every sport, and I get that. Yeah. And it may sound Captain Obvious.
But once they get down three, if you're down 4-0, you feel like the game's over.
Difficult.
Even the third or fourth inning.
It has
years
been
past, you don't even think it's much. But this team has continued to fight all the way through. They know deep down that they've got some personnel issues, right? And they could have let the rope go, so to speak, but they haven't.
I didn't see any fights Sunday.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I'm sorry, I just didn't.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a couple games where they look lifeless, but they have continued to fight after those games.
Text messages and more coming your way on the show next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, text messages at 662-426-1093. Coming up, a brief little look at the injury reports as well.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. First question about the football room, and is his last name Amos, right? The running back from New Mexico.
Yeah.
Chuck, latest on him.
Yeah, Rashad Amos. He's on the way. You know, I think everything's going to be good.
Big back, 235-pound guy. And, you know, they need it. Diggs is going to get in there hopefully in November. Hopefully, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. So
you don't count on that. I mean, coming off an ACL that operation that happened in January, I don't even know if it's smart for him to try to come back this year. Why not just – Since we've signed this big kid, Amos, 235, just let him marinate for a year.
Yeah, and then Ja'Cory Merritt was another big bat that signed with Ole Miss out of New Mexico or committed to Ole Miss, but he looks to be ineligible now. That's
kind
of big.
Apparently, there's some confusion at his tenure at Alabama State. He says he only played in four games, but the film says he plays in five. Well, as everybody knows, you play in more than four, you can't redshirt that year, so you use that year of eligibility. So I don't look for him to be here. I just don't.
And I don't either. That's why they committed Rashad Amos. And could you imagine if Gary, I was telling you earlier, if you're in like game six,
right?
And the NCAA comes in and goes, "Oh, Ole Miss, you've been playing an ineligible player. We've confirmed that really was Ja'Cory Merritt, and you have to forfeit all those games." And there goes the playoff chase. And that would have been the biggest whim of all time.
So you guys have kind of broached the subject of the maybe coaching change or any information on that that's come around. So there's nothing really to go with as far as that is concerned in baseball. But
listen, you can ask Keith Carter till you're blue in the face about that, and he's going to give you the same answer. I will evaluate the program after the year is over with, and we'll go from there. And that's so – anybody that says, "Well, I got a source. I'm not believing it.
I don't either.
I'm not buying it."
But hey, this time next week, the season will most likely have been finished and things will become more clear. But if a change were to be made, Gary, I imagine the next coach would be competing in the NCAA playoffs.
So.
Yeah. We wouldn't get any kind of clarification on who the next coach is going to be till that team was put out of the playoffs, out of the tournament. So it could be a little while. I think whatever it is, coming back, stay, whatever, we'll know something shortly. I would imagine they'll make some kind of statement because, you know, the portal, not all portal players are playing in the playoffs that are good, and they got to have clarification to straighten that out for.
No, we don't know what's on Mike's mind either.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Certainly.
I mean, he's what, 57 years old now? I don't think.
Which is young.
I don't think finances is a problem for him. He may want to close the door on his career. Who knows?
Yeah.
Also, any thoughts on how many different players might be on the baseball roster next year?
How many different
players?
That's
tough to answer,
like,
right?
Total?
How many may leave? You know, yeah, but the question is, how many may leave?
There's no way to even guess it.
Right.
I think that's largely dependent on if Bianco comes back or not. If you have a different staff, there's going to be a lot of turnover. I mean, you see that in every sport now.
There's going to be a lot of turnover regardless.
Yeah, there's going to be but probably not quite as much as if there was a change of staff. But, yeah, and there needs to be a lot of turnover. They can't go in there with the majority of the same players they had this year.
But I don't think it's as dire as you're saying it is. I think you need two or three everyday guys, maybe four, and three or four good arms, and I think you can fill in the blanks with what's out there. I mean, they're not all duds out there.
No, I mean, you got Fisher, you got Furness, you got Hill. I think Randall is really developing. I think Smithwick's going to be a good hit, but they've got to get three stud everyday players. She might need four or five overall. They got to have three different makers, and they've got to get two stud weekend pitchers coming in and a stud closer. That's six pieces, studs. I'm not talking about solid. I'm talking about studs. And we all know that NIL package is going to have to go way up.
You cannot have enough pitching. I don't care what you do.
I know.
But no matter what team it is, you can never have enough.
No, but they've got to get some different makers on that mound. They got to get the old Bianco teams Friday, Saturday that are horses.
Text messages brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. Rebel Injury Report with Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Oxford Ortho.
Leger's bone rebroke or moved, and they got to now have an operation on it. So he's out. He's done, Chucky.
Man, my head's hurt from watching it last week.
One other thing for those of you listening in the coast area, Jacob Gonzalez is part of the Birmingham Barons. He's playing in Biloxi this week, starting
with
tomorrow.
Elko?
Yeah,
with Elko,
they're together with the Birmingham Barons.
He's doing pretty well right now.
So they will be
in Double A.
Yes, Double A with the White Sox, and so they're in Biloxi starting Tuesday and going all the way through Sunday. So if you're in that area and you want to go, there you go.
I may be the worst in the world at being able to project who's going to make it and who isn't.
And that's the truth.
Because I'm never right. But I think it's more a matter of opportunity sometimes than talent. you know, what club really needs a shortstop or doesn't need a shortstop in their, you know, farm system or whatever. But I just got to believe that Jacob Gonzalez can play on the next level.
No doubt. But look, here's a prime example. In the last 10 years, who would you said is going to end up being the best Major League Baseball player? Would you have said James McArthur? That's the
closing for the
closer
Royals?
For the world. He's now arguably the number one closer in MLB. Yeah. His stats say he is the last 163. Who would have guessed that? He was a Sunday pitcher at Ole Miss.
Not me.
I mean, you just don't know.
I gave up when Stephen Head didn't make it.
Oh, my God.
I just gave up. I said, hell, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Jake Thompson joins up next. Hopefully he will know something. We'll find out next.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No worries, Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline rolling along. We move into the second half. Gary Chuck Yancey and Jake Thompson, who is in Hoover, Alabama, I believe. Is that correct?
I am, sir. I'm just trying to snag a little bit of dinner, but how are y'all doing?
We're doing good, Jake. What's the feeling around there? Is anybody even talking about Ole Miss right now?
No. It was really, really quiet.
It was very quiet when I got
there to pick up my stuff. As Vanderbilt was practicing, Ole Miss had wrapped up, and their bus wasn't even there anymore. It was there. It was, you know, not much Ole Miss talk, but you know, maybe that's a good thing just for them to focus on hopefully what we, you know, 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, you know, if everybody plays on time and plays state, but you know, it's just kind of where we are. I mean, last weekend was what it was and a sour note to an end of a season that you thought maybe they were stringing stuff together with Auburn and A&M and then go to Baton Rouge and lay probably the worst egg that you could lay in their situation.
Oh boy. You can say that again. Well, have you been around the team any at all? I mean, I doubt you had any opportunity to, but if you had, I was just wondering what their morale is like right now.
I wasn't. I got there. I didn't get there. I was hoping to get there, but caused some traffic and missed them at practice. But, you know, I'm sure morale is what it is. There's obviously, you know, you see photos and, you know, they look okay there. But I think, you know, we've talked to the players or the ones that we get throughout the back half of the season, and you know, they've got older guys there that kind of know what the mission is and what's at stake. And, you know, I think morale is, they're kids too. I mean, it's in the back of their head. They know what tomorrow night is and what basically, you know, more than likely they're done after this week, no matter what happens, I think, which is how bad this past weekend was. But I think they know they got to just put on their shoes, strap up and play ball tomorrow night against State and see what happens.
How do you think Riley Mattis, he's going on the mound? He pitched well against State up into that fourth inning and then, you know, got a little bit loose there, tired out at the end. Do you think it's a good matchup for Mattis?
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, that's kind of fourth, fifth inning has always kind of been his, you know, bugaboo, so to speak, you know, since he's kind of taken that Friday start. And he also had bad luck with defense behind him at times that has caused those innings to get worse or to get out of control. But I think he's a good matchup. He looked good against them when he played, and he's looked good against, you know, most of the teams he's faced on Friday nights or Thursday nights, depending on when it was. But, you know, it's just that second time through the order or even start of the third that he gets loose, and that's what he's got to kind of strap down on, and State's going to know what he's throwing. They faced him, got him on tape, and, you know, State's played really well. Ever since that series in Oxford, both these teams kind of went on opposite directions. Even, you know, you can say Ole Miss won at Auburn and won at A&M, but just they still were kind of trending opposite directions in terms of the NCAA tournament. And so, no, it's a big one. But I like Mattis. It shows that they know what they got to do tomorrow night, throw your ace out there. And, you know, I know a tournament format kind of causes people to get a little too strategic with pitching, but for Ole Miss, it's win the first one and then get to the next one. It's really as simple as that. So you put your best guy on the mound.
You know, that, and therein, to me, Jake, lies part of the problem. I like Riley Mattis as a middle reliever, but I don't like him as the Friday starter. I don't think his makeup is Friday starter. But that's what happened this year when you lost those guys, you lost to injury, and it moved everybody's role a level beyond, to me, beyond their comfort. I don't think Nichols is a starter. I think he's a middle reliever, a three or four inning guy, right? Yeah. Six through eight,
which is a valuable spot.
Yeah,
having a middle reliever that can go three.
But and then you had to move guys that may not even were penciled in to pitch at all up to your middle reliever or your closer or whatever. So I think the shift was really bad due to the injuries, and I'm not trying to make excuses. They've got to figure out a way even with injuries, but I'm just saying there are reasons why we are where we are.
Yeah, there was a fine line to walk entering the season because you didn't have Hunter from the start, and you needed Rivas to be there to see if he could take that next step in his first or second year here, you know, with Ole Miss and grow on what he showed last year. And the Saturday or the Friday before the season starts, he blows his elbow out, you lose him. And that just shifts everything around. And then the dominoes fall, and the guys you start with on the, you know, in Hawaii and the non-conference, they're not even sniffing, you know, kind of important innings or starting, so to speak. And then you put Mattis in there, and, you know, yeah, no, he's not your Friday guy. He was never going to be or should be, but he was the one that, you know, at least that they felt was keeping the ship straight. But and he's also got his struggles as well.
Well, and who among us would not have thought that Saunier and JT Quinn would not have improved from their freshman year to their sophomore year? Yeah, they've not only not improved, they've taken a step back.
Yeah.
And
those two guys were going to be asked to do more, and you felt they were battle tested because of what they were asked to do last year, kind of because of injuries and just other reasons throughout the season. And yeah, no, they didn't seem to grow from that. You know, like you said, they regressed. I think that's, and maybe he was saying it too nicely in certain starts that they've had or appearances, but yeah, no, and Quinn with the injury or injuries or whatever's gone on with him, and that made his regression even accelerate, I think. And then of course pitching, also is a mental thing. When these kids start having bad outings, you know, it gets in their head. You know, it's just that's part of it. And some can get past it. The good ones, the great ones can get past that the next start. But I think for some of these, it just snowballed.
Jake, roster construction, that's really on my mind for next season more than anything. How do you really – what the MLB draft got moved back, which was a great thing because it always was right there before the tournament started. And then you had all those distractions. But now with roster construction in the portal, they need to know what's going to happen to Hunter Elliott. They need to know what's going to happen to Rivas. And they're not going to know on those two guys until after the draft.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, I think they'll have a chat with Hunter because I think he's going to be able to start throwing, unless that's changed from what I was told back in the fall, that June would be his clearance to start throwing or accelerating. What, you know, he may be doing some stuff now, but full on in next month. But with the, you know, while we're sitting in media days, the MLB draft's going to be happening in the same city. I mean, it's a lot happening that week in July, and with the All-Star game and the MLB draft being paired with it. But no, I think they, you know, they need to get those answers and answer them quick and get all to get their checklist done in June and early part of June, especially if they know if they're done this week, that's what you do. And of course, the big thing is the bigger question marks. First thing you got to do is the coaching situation. That is a super hot topic right now against with Ole Miss fans and all that. And so you got to start at the top and get your organization going and then get these very important answers from important players moving forward and hit the portal and have that checklist and hit it hard. You know, they had the time last year and you know, they hit on it with Fisher some, and Ross has kind of come on, but he's not doing, and Luke Hill, you know, he shows signs, but not a lot. But I think really you got to try pitching. If you don't feel like you've developed these guys, you've got to go try and get pitching in the portal.
Amen.
I feel like that's my first one.
Well, pitching, and then, as Yancey said earlier, I think two or three
studs,
just stud everyday guys that can lift up the level of play of these other guys.
Yep.
We've got no Kevin Grahams or Elkos that raise the ability around them. If that makes sense.
No, yeah, Kemp, you're Calvin Harris, Calvin and Kemp, Harris, all, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Star power.
You know, feels like that's, and you know, that's not an excuse because other teams are going to figure out how to work around it. But I think that is a con of the transfer portal for baseball. You're going to have guys plugging and playing that have not been there, but maybe a year or even not that. And I felt like for baseball, at least with the way Ole Miss's culture was, you had to have guys start from freshmen and keep guys or keep certain people there for years and keep and build that. And I think that's why they thrived 2 years ago in June. They had those guys who had been there for a few years and kind of knew each other and just it all clicked. And now you've got the portal where you've got to learn how to basically be like an MLB team, and maybe you're going to have bulk of your players be people who weren't even in that clubhouse months before. So, you know, the good teams will figure it out and have success with it, like LSU and other sports that do it. But I think that's part of it. They've got to figure out how to navigate not having a grassroots kind of culture there right now.
What does the freshman class look like, Yancey?
It's ranked top five. I mean, you know, it's going to be on the draft. What happens with – they've got four position players and two pitchers that are, you know, we'll see what happens with that draft. And, I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. They got an unbelievable shortstop, which should be, you know, great news for everybody. And he's kind of gone up and down on the draft board. He's out of New York. You know, right now he's not in that top 60, 70 picks. Jake, what do you think is going to happen with the draft on some of these guys?
Yeah, I've got to start brushing up on those now that the season's over. But that's been the Ole Miss problem for, you know, and I guess a good problem, but a bad problem at the same time, is that at least they're recruiting and getting interest from top players. But then you're fighting the draft. And, you know, it helped them a little bit after COVID when the rounds got shortened by a bunch. I mean, that's why you got Jacob Gonzalez on campus and some others. But now they've expanded it back out. And look what happened last year with Cooper Pratt, where he got picked and, you know, maybe higher, or he got the number he wanted, whatever that number was.
That's where the downfall began, right there. That's where it all unraveled.
You thought was going to be on campus, and he wasn't. So there were some key players, like, you know, you said the pitchers and the shortstop. I think they need a grassroots shortstop and one that's going to be top of their game, but you got to see what happens in 2 months in the draft.
All right, Jake, go enjoy the dinner, buddy.
Thank you again, Jake. Thank you.
Thanks, Jake.
Faris Group, our partner in retirement, two decades of expertise helping retirees distribute savings. The Faris Group offices in Oxford, Little Rock, and Baton Rouge. Give them a call, 1-877-327-3735. We're going to use the final 5 minutes of this segment with our Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment brought to you by the Grove Collective. The mission, of course, is to help out in the NIL, which is what we're talking about a lot here. With every sport that we have. What you got?
Yeah, we'll go back to the running back. They got a pair of commitments, Chucky. At running back there, former South Carolina running back Rashad Amos flipped from Colorado to Ole Miss. He was actually committed to Mississippi State before Colorado. He visited the Ole Miss campus this past week and committed 6'2", 235, rushed for over 1,000 yards and 13 touchdowns. It appears that Ole Miss portal running back commit Ja'Cory Merritt out of New Mexico is out of eligibility, Chucky. That's why they committed Rashad Amos. You know, I don't know what Ja'Cory and his coach are still saying. He did not play in the fifth game, but they don't go commit another run. And I don't think he put the team in danger of forfeiting games down the road if he did indeed play his fifth. So I think he can cross that one off of the list. Former Clemson running back Dominique Thomas, 5'8", 210 pounds. He committed to Ole Miss, Chucky. He was a freshman walk-on, earned a scholarship going into his second year. A really good special teams player here as well. I don't know if he's going to be a scholarship player at Ole Miss or not, but he's checked some boxes for depth and also special teams. Averaged 6.4 yards a carry last year for Clemson, so no chopped liver there. Former Jacksonville State defensive lineman Chris Hardy visited Ole Miss over the weekend. He was a first-team conference All-USA selection. He's a fifth-year senior, been in 48 games. He's had 162 tackles, 46.5 for a loss, 21.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. So he's a strong side defensive end, 275, Chucky, but that's a lot of defensive backfield disruption with 46.5 tackles behind the line of scrimmage. You know, obviously he's a guy that can really get and cause havoc. He visited Oklahoma, or is visiting Oklahoma this week. So we'll see what happens with him. Chucky, I think, still with the former Tennessee player that went to Louisville. Tyler Barron. That's probably a plan B if it doesn't go with him. Or maybe they've moved on from Barron.
Chucky. No, they hadn't moved on.
They have not moved on.
No.
And then South Alabama linebacker Khalil Jacobs finished up his official visits this past weekend. He went to Alabama and Missouri after visiting Ole Miss last week. 6'2", 225, sophomore, really good under, you know, former Coach Womack here at Ole Miss, was there. He totaled 56 tackles, 8.5 for a loss, and 3 forced fumbles. But I would imagine with Coach Womack going from South Alabama to Alabama, and he visited Alabama this past weekend, that's going to be a pretty hard pull. I don't know, though.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah.
Kane is a very likable guy that I know has good rapport with his players. And I just think that would be a tough pull.
And, you know, the two JUCO wide receivers that Ole Miss signed that were not eligible by the midterm there, we don't see receivers coming in. So, you know, the actions of the coaches speak loud. I guess they're doing fine academically.
Listen,
we haven't heard any word.
Everybody I've talked to over at the Manning Center seems to think that they're going to be here. They're not here yet, but they're going to be here.
Yeah,
you know.
Text message on the way in as well. Any update on the basketball teams signing anyone? And what about the big man out of Monmouth? Is he still in the mix?
The Monmouth, he committed, ended up, I think it was Georgetown.
No,
I'm not sure. He's gone. So I imagine they're still looking for a big guy, and that'll be it has to come from a grad student now to enter this late in the portal.
Exactly.
All right. We'll come back. We'll discuss the double first base bag, and we'll get the good, bad, and ugly. And we'll finish it all up with a can of Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Way over town, that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Little SEC Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know, she's where the SEC tournament starts tomorrow. We all know that. In Hoover, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, final game of the day. With rain delays and other things, it could be about midnight before we get first pitch, but who knows?
The weather looks good.
Now.
Looks good.
That's subject to change. All right. Your eyes will not deceive you when you do turn on the tournament at some point tomorrow and see a white first base and a green first base bag.
Dumb.
With the stripe right down the middle, fair or foul. And so here is... They've done this already, apparently, in a couple of non-conference games. And I think Alabama's done it. I think Auburn may have worked on this a little bit throughout. It's really for safety purposes, quote-unquote. but there are two bases. Now, if you hit a ball over the white bag, it's fair. If you hit it over the green bag, it's foul. All right? If you hit it over the middle, who knows what's going to happen in that regard. The first baseman must be touching the white first base bag. The runner has to go to the green first base bag. Now, it could be orange or green. It looks like by the photos that you have seen too, right? It looks green, correct? Mm-hmm. Regardless, the fielder must step on the white one. The runner must go to the colored first base bag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it is a play where it looks like you can go get a double or whatever, you round the white first base bag like normal. Here's a problem. If you do make a hit and there is a bang-bang play and the batter steps on the white bag and not the colored black bag, defensively, you can review that and the runner is going to be out.
Could we get any dumber? I mean, really, I want to just ask, could we get any dumber? I mean...
What are you going to do if you step between the green and the white and you end up
turn your ankle?
Turn your ankle. Break an ankle.
Yeah, that's real safe. That's real safe, isn't it?
You know, you're not supposed to run inside the line to begin with. So,
but now they want you to go outside. Now, here's the other thing. Let's just say there's a drop third strike, rolls away. You know, sometimes the catcher throws it and inside, yells inside. First baseman has the right then to step on the colored first base bag and make that catch. But the runner has to then step on the white bag, not on the...
So he has to adjust on the run?
He has to adjust on the fly.
And here's somebody yell which bag they're going to go in.
Say green.
Yeah.
Well, imagine all the bad throws that Ole Miss has had on the third strike. Can you imagine seeing that?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster.
All right,
for
speaking of ugly at the bad, good, bad, and ugly, I've thrown some in there. All right, Riverland Roofing.
Where's the good?
a locally owned river roofing firm, inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Give them a call, 662-644-4297.
The good, the Rebels lost Ja'Cory Barrett, a New Mexico running back, but just turned right around, and I think, they've gotten a better one in Rashad Amos, 6'2", 235 from Miami of Ohio. Also, Andrew Fisher, all-SEC defensive DH, designated hitter. Also good, the regular season in baseball is finally over, thank goodness. The bad, well, y'all just went over it. People that are trying to come up with rules to change a 150-year-old game with a green bag and a white bag and a red bag out at second and an orange bag at home plate. And come on, silly. Ugly Ole Miss last week, and when the Rebs needed it the most, needed two wins for possible postseason inclusion, they didn't get anything. They couldn't even beat Southern. Then Not they went down to LSU and just didn't have it. It's ugly, ugly. Now, I hate to be so down in the mouth, but, man, come on, guys. Y'all are better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, Bianco's had a lot of success in the SEC tournament in the years past. I mean, they keep – you think it's over, then they have a little run, and then they get bad again. I mean, who's to say maybe they win this game against State and then, you know, put on a good show and in the double elimination bracket. We'll see. You can only wish and hope and pray.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, anything can happen.
That first game, this is the last year of the double elimination.
It
of
is.
The format that's been held forever and ever. Next year, everybody makes it.
16 make it.
And single elimination.
Single elimination. That's gonna be intense.
It is. It is.
Tomorrow.
I wonder if they'll use a yellow bag
they
next
could,
year.
Who knows what they'll do? Robo umpires. I mean, they've already done other things. So who knows?
State hadn't even won a game in the tournament since pre-COVID. So I mean, they're playing for a host. They got to win at least two in the tournament to have a chance to host. Yeah,
latest projections.
They win, you knock them out.
Them going to Indiana State as a two seed as far as D1 baseball.
So, I mean, it's very important for State.
It's really funny, though, how the SEC tournament is usually a strategic time, too, because some teams go there and don't care because they've already got their regional locked up. And I mean, LSU is notorious for not caring about the SEC tournament. And they've won it a couple of times. They've gotten hot. But a lot of times they go two and out, you know. They don't care.
Yeah.
Because they know they've got their number one seed locked up. You know, anyway.
Like A&M.
It all starts Tennessee. At 9:30, Georgia LSU, then Alabama, South Carolina, then Vandy, Florida, the last game, Ole Miss versus State. Winner will get Texas A&M on Wednesday. All right, friends.
And the loser will go to Burger King, headed back to home.
Talk to you next.
Hotty toddy.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.